This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Kooky, crazy, wacky, nutty, zany.
Insane.
Chaotic.
Okay. We're looking for your collections. We want to hear what it is you're collecting, how you started, why you're doing it. Like, crazy collections, because some woman just tried to sell her collection at auction and it didn't
I wonder why.
Didn't pan out.
Oh my god, it was literally 163 bedpans. She bought her first bedpan at Salvation Army in 1984.
Okay. Yeah, a used one.
Well, of course they're all used.
Maybe not. Yeah. You don't know.
They're not all. They're new at some point. Or they test them in the factory.
I know, but you would definitely power wash it.
There's a guy at the end of the...
You're not bringing it home for the patina on it.
Okay.
She said she wanted to collect something different.
Yeah, I guess.
That's different.
It is, yeah. What? That's the only reason, and that's what you came up with? You just wanted something different? You went right to bedpan?
I did not click on the link to see the picture of it, but I imagine they probably come in different... Not
colors,
radically different shapes and sizes, but they're sort of, they're always sort of toilet shaped.
Yeah.
A little bit. I've seen narrower ones. Like, they're, and they make one now that is a little like a Stanley cup.
I'm sorry, what?
Really? It's a little like a Stanley mug, because like, for dudes, like you hold onto it, like, so you don't have to hold the whole bedpan.
Oh,
it's just like,
container.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's like what you water plants with, whatever you call that thing.
In exclusive colorways.
Yes.
We're storming Target.
But that, I mean, she started as a like a lark, and then once she got to 163, she thought perhaps
I can sell them.
Someone might want my massive collection of.
Crap.
She's 77 years old, so she's run out of
just
the
one.
Collection use for them. I think she probably has 164 bedpans, and she's just selling the 163.
I guess you could open a museum or something with that many to start.
There is a toilet seat museum in Texas that I went to, and I loved it.
You went?
Yeah.
Those are all used.
No, they were all like painted, and they each had their own like theme.
Okay, that's...
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
It was so
who
cool.
Who starts that? Like, to me, like, do you guys have collections? The only one I've talked about it before. I have a thimble collection that I don't even want.
It just started somehow?
It just started. Somebody, I don't remember what happened. I think I was in an airport somewhere, and I just ended up buying one. And it's just like anything else with me. Like, I ended up telling somebody, it's like, oh, man, okay. And then they were in London, and like, oh, Slacker likes thimbles. Like, mwah. And once you have two, you have a collection.
Yeah.
And then everybody goes, oh, you want more thimbles? I'm like, no.
How many thimbles do you have?
I have no idea, because now they're just in a junk drawer. I hate them.
You got to put them on display.
That's exactly what I don't want to do. I'm out here in the dating scene. Hey, please come back to my lair and let me do terrible things to you. Is that a thimble? Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is.
I didn't know
it
you sewed.
It shows dedication.
No, it doesn't. It shows, like, who uses thimbles? I'm not a seamstress. Like, why in God's name would I have a thimble in the first place? Also, I have hammer thumbs. I'm like Megan Fox over here. Do thimbles go on the thumb or do they go on your fingers? I don't even know where they go.
I think they go on the thumb, yeah.
Yeah.
Because when you put it through, then the
needle, it's supposed to hit.
I believe
that.
My mom was literally a seamstress, so she'd be very upset if I got that wrong.
Your mom hates buttons and she's a seamstress?
She was, yeah.
Is that why she hates buttons?
No, she had to wear, her mom made her wear a buttony dress for a school picture day one year. And
And it just wrecked her.
It wrecked her, yeah. Never again.
Wow.
Note to self, we got to do Scarred for Life sometime this week. Like, what? Okay.
That's it, yeah.
I also have one other collection that maybe you guys know about. They're starting to pile up over in the corner.
Guitars. Mm.
Ex-wives.
You've got a couple piles.
Just pick one out if you want one. Swing by the studio. I'll throw in a thimble with it. And a bedpan.
You bought it?
No, I just have one for each of the wives in case they... All right, so we've explored a few weird collections. We'll talk about other ones, but we want to hear what crazy thing are you collecting? 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I have my sneakers. I've big sneaker collection, but mm-hmm. I've always been like I've wanted a collection. I think I've been drawn to that.
Let's start it.
When I was younger, I collected yo-yos. Okay. I had a bunch of those, and I also collected bouncy balls for a while. Those were kind of, but the thing I really got into, I still have all of them, are the tech decks, which are those mini skateboards that people use like with their fingers.
I could never,
you know,
figure out how people did that.
Yeah, they
did. You use them with your fingers.
Yeah,
and you can do the tricks like
No. I just collect
other people can.
I just collect them. So I had like a bunch. I had them all on my wall on a bunch of shelves. They're just like stacked up.
That was pre having relations with anyone of
yes,
the opposite.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
And the first time you lured Angie into your lair, she's like, yeah, if we're going to do this, you're going to have to get rid of that.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, but think of the finger talent. I don't know. No.
I dated a girl who had the dolls. I think I've talked about that before.
Yeah.
The dolls whose eyes move when you move their head.
I don't like those. My wife has some of those. They're down in the...
Okay, as long as they're not on the storage. Bed.
No. Because the skateboards are on the bed. All right, get it right. And the bedpan.
You do like the half pipe in the bedpan. Up to the. Ew.
She's like, just go back to shoes.
Smart. It's well played.
I've got my vinyls, which I haven't added to in a while.
That's, you got to get back on that.
I do, but I also want to start collecting uranium glass. That's my
You've
next
You've said
thing.
That before, and I still don't know what that is. I looked it up that day. Like, what? Who has it? Target?
No, you have to like go thrifting to find it.
So you have to go thrifting or garage sailing or both? Just
both,
anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How do you know if you've... Do you have to shine a light on
a
it?
A black light, yeah. And if it shines, then
do
it has...
Do you have a black light?
I don't. That's probably
the
first
your first collection should be black lights. Yeah. I have black lights.
Keep it away from my bedpan.
All right, so let's just wrap this whole thing up,
okay,
shall we?
Yeah.
If you've got a weird collection, dryer lint, belly button lint, fingernails, chewed gum.
Gross.
These are all the things I've heard. Did I say fingernail? There was definitely somebody. If you got a weird collection, we'd love to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about crazy collections. Turns out we're kind of lame in this room, but we're hoping you guys are collecting something really cool. Like Scott?
Yay.
Yay. Crazy collection. What do you got?
Well, it was my grandmother. She was really into clowns. I know that freaks people out, but
clowns.
She had clowns.
Bye.
Clowns.
Okay.
She had dolls, paintings, figurines, and it was mostly in one room, but it was definitely
soccer.
A huge collection. I
Stop.
Was not scared of clowns, so I didn't have any problem with it. I just thought, holy cow, there's so many clowns in here. We counted them all once, and there was like 300-something.
No.
Wow.
No.
300-something clowns.
Why, though?
Ooh.
Did she have an affair with a clown or something? Why would you be into clowns?
She really liked clowns. When we go to the circus, she couldn't wait for the clowns to come out and watch them do their thing, Al.
Okay.
I don't know.
It gives me the willies. I don't even like pictures of clowns. Like, nothing. No, it's like...
Yeah, that would be a very creepy collect to have a bunch of them like that. Ugh.
Or maybe it's not.
She had a Bozo the Clown one. You know who Bozo the Clown is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's the famous... Isn't he from Chicago or something?
I don't know, but she had an old doll. Like, it must be 75 years old.
I'm just saying, like, there's a beloved clown from Colorado that everybody knows if you grew up of a certain generation. Mm. His name was Blinky.
Yep.
Blinky the clown is like, he was amazing. He would do birthday shout outs, and I believe my birthday was shouted out at one point. But
Aww.
This was pre-VCRs or whatever, so there was no evidence of it.
Oh, no.
But he just sounded like a guy who smoked like a carton of Marlboro Reds every day. But like, he was the ultimate like clown for Colorado. my love for him, it's just not enough to overcome the fear of clowns in general.
Still a clown.
He's still a clown. You're still somebody who hides your face and wants to be around kids. Period. Rob.
Yay.
What are you collecting?
Well, I have a collection that no matter how much I add to it, it doesn't physically get any bigger. MP3s.
Oh, my God. What? Oh, you're one of those. You were a Napster kid.
Napster was a big part of it. And then back in the 2000s, you know, we all had a big CD collection. And I'm like, why am I hanging on to Bob Seger's greatest hits?
So you
because
ripped
that's
it.
A collector. Don't get rid of it.
No, but he ripped it. He ripped it.
Still, you got to keep it.
No, you don't.
You do.
You rip it, and then you get rid of it. You don't have that plastic in your life anymore. You give it a second spin, and then you still have the music. You don't need that, the case.
You don't need the case.
You need the case.
But I will tell you this. I probably have 1,000 CDs just sitting in storage. I should...
Yeah, you should start selling them or something.
Selling them to who?
I don't know.
Who wants them?
Erin seems like she's interested.
Bob Seger, what? I mean, Bob Seger, of all people to mention. Yeah, no. That's weird. Is he still alive?
Yeah.
I thought he just died.
Did he?
I don't know.
Nope.
Maybe wishful thinking. All right, thank you. It's weird. Chris?
Yay.
Crazy collections. What do you got?
Airplane napkins.
What?
That's kind of cool.
Hmm.
Why?
Yeah, whenever I go, I don't know. I started one time, I thought the airplane napkin was cool, took it, and now whenever I get my drink, I don't put it on the napkin. I just take it, I stick it in a book, and I have a little photo book that has all the different ones from different
airlines. You have like Southwest's earlier logo and like as their logo progressed?
Right, yes.
Do you write down like your flight itinerary on the napkin so you can like keep track of where you went?
No, I don't write anything on it. So it's not that cool. I just thought it was unique. So
it just seems like you'd get into some weird, and I'm like, can I borrow that napkin? And you're like, actually,
no! Don't touch it.
Whoa.
I have a weird thing. Like I started collecting and I had a bunch of them. Do you remember when Southwest had their stir sticks like came up into a heart?
Oh,
no.
Like the end of it was like a heart. It was all one thing. And I had a stack of them because I just loved them. Huh. I think it was because I had a daughter and I just wanted her to have unlimited amounts of
stir sticks.
Hearts. Oh. But it was
getting
weird.
Was like,
they all had the flavor of some vodka concoction on them. She slept like a baby. George.
Yay.
What's your crazy collection?
I got about like 100 or so of the little homies. They're like the 2-inch little plastic figurines you used to buy at the quarter machines.
Little homies?
Yeah.
Yeah. I always saw them. I never got to get one.
Because they weren't in a store. They were only in a vending or in a bubblegum machine?
Yeah, the quarter machines. Yeah, like 25 cents, 40, 50 cents. They were there and I got about 100 of them.
Do you think they're worth something? Like everybody that was collecting beanies for a long time all thought something was going to happen.
Beanie babies,
Yeah, and then they just turned out to be nothing.
No, I don't think they're worth much. I mean, to the right collector, maybe, yeah.
Somebody's selling a lot of 66 of them for $200.
Hey, okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll give you $12 right
now
for
your little homies.
Joe.
Yai.
What's your crazy collection?
I collect an item from each ex-girlfriend that I've had.
All right, Dexter.
That does have a little serial killer ring to it. Like, for example,
something like a makeup. Like if it's like almost gone, like she won't really care about it. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, she knows.
Like so you just have like this kill closet? What?
No, I don't have a closet.
How many X's do you
drawer.
Have?
Don't be ridiculous.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
So there's a story out that humans, is this just men or is this humans, go through a second adolescence at the age of 50.
So it's kind of like a midlife crisis. When does that happen?
Is it like now? Because I'm feeling it.
See, here's the thing about this room. This is why I wanted to bring this up. Second adolescence, couple things. I don't know what it is. I don't believe in a midlife crisis because that implies you know when you're going to die. Because midlife crisis, like if your life
I don't think anyone looks at it that way, though.
Yeah, but midlife crisis has always been like 50. You turn 50, guys buy a red Corvette, dump their wife, and get like a big boobed chick who's like 15 years younger than him, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you're not going to live to 100, so that's not a midlife crisis. Your midlife crisis should be like 35, 38. Because like men...
Don't say that. No.
Because you're going to live to 70... To like seven, I think the average men's life expectancy is like 75.
No one is thinking like I'm 38. It's 50 is a big number.
So that's why you do it?
I think so.
The thing about this thing,
it's 76 for men in the U.S. So I'm 38. Yeah,
38 is your.
Do you want to get a motorcycle with me?
You're going through something. The fact that you want to get a motorcycle, that's not you.
That's fine.
No, it's fine. It's not you.
It is.
It's not though.
I've always wanted one.
But you've wanted, you want a lot of weird things, and I just like as your big brother, I occasionally have to go like, "What do you know? You don't want a motorcycle."
I do.
Would it be like
I saw someone driving it was this hot chick driving like
riding
whatever, a white one that was like exactly what I wanted. I had to stop myself from being like, what kind is that?
You didn't take any pictures of this hot chick on the bike, did you?
Yeah, can we see how her butt? Like, okay, listen. And I want to say stuff to you, but then you're just going to do that whole like moody teenager thing where it's like, you're more likely to die on a motorcycle, not being your fault. And you're going to be like, good, great, I don't care. I don't care if we die. Because you do that to diffuse the argument. It's just what you do. Yeah, you do all the time. It's like, you shouldn't do that because you could die doing it. It's like, great.
I don't say that.
Yes, you do. No, like, you are so dark and moody at times. When somebody tries to talk you out of something, you're like,
dark.
I welcome death. It's like,
I don't say that.
Things like that.
False.
Hack.
Yeah.
Hack.
Death should be the fourth member of the show.
That's what I'm saying. Tell me that I'm wrong.
What I say is like,
ladies and gentlemen, the Reaper.
The stuff that I say is like, it doesn't matter because I don't know when it's going to happen, so I'm going to live my life.
No, you don't say it like that. You do it all like, weird.
No.
Yes, hey.
Definitely not that.
I think you, okay.
So would the motorcycle, would it be your daily, everyday thing, or would it be something you take on the weekends? Like, or is
I
it
would
like
it to be a daily thing.
Mm. It rains here. Do you know what rain feels like?
Okay, when it's not raining.
Do you know what rain feels like on a motorcycle?
No.
If you're, oh God.
Look at me. I've never ridden. I'm not.
You haven't ridden a motorcycle?
No, I won't even go in the parking lot if there's one in there. It's way too dangerous.
I wanted to get one, but my ex-wife was like, you have to triple your life insurance policy to get it. And it's true.
Like, yeah, my wife wants one. My father-in-law has several motorcycles, and she wants one.
I don't know how to tell you this, but yeah, I could see her doing it, not you.
Yeah. I'd ride on the back.
And it's called something.
Okay. A backpack.
Close. Rhymes with rich.
Oh.
Yeah. No, you can't have that. I just want you to know.
Well,
but that could be you doing this thing that supposedly happens at 50, where you have your second adolescence, where all of a sudden you just become... It's not impetuous. Impulsive? Is that the word?
You're more observant to like, wow, I've already lived 50 years. There's not a lot of time left. So I need to like catch up and do all these crazy things.
I don't know that that's ever going to happen to me.
Because you started at 20, 18, touring.
Yeah.
And like already doing those crazy things.
I've never not done those things. I haven't finished my first adolescence. Like, does anybody in this room think I'm mature? Yes,
yeah.
I can fix a sprinkler. I can do man things, but I am not a man. Try dating me. Like, I am not a man. I can pay for the food, but like...
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that.
What do you want from me?
Spot on, boss. You nailed it.
I live my life looking for like you guys to like be on my side, and this is the one time I don't know that I wanted it. So you think I'm immature?
No, I think you have a youthfulness in your ways.
Do not try to sugarcoat it. It's okay if you say I'm immature. I won't be mad.
No, I wouldn't say immature because you have a family, you have kids, you take
care
of...
That's how you can be completely immature and have those things.
No, but I think true maturity is like you handle your business first and then you have the fun. And I think if you're immature, you just have fun.
Okay.
But
I'm definitely an adolescent.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never... Making the decision to leave engineering school that was paid for to get on a bus where I barely made enough to eat is the most idiotic thing a human can do.
But there's something about it where I like almost respect it even more, because you knew what you wanted to do and you knew that you had to give your full self to it.
But then I didn't get it.
But you did.
But I didn't get it. I mean, I'm...
Are you not proud of where you've come?
No, but I didn't get that. So I could have been making engineering money and just quit. And
would you like to be an engineer instead of what you're doing right now? Because you have previously said something that would be very mean to engineers.
That I would, like, the people who are engineers, yeah. I wouldn't even want to be friends with them?
Yeah.
Well, I was just while I was in school.
Yeah, that one.
Well, while I was in school, I just started, like, you're hanging out in the engineering school of CU, and I'm like, ugh.
Like you don't belong. You just felt like you didn't.
I don't. It's like, there's nothing wrong with those people. They're great. But I don't want to hang out with them.
Yeah. I think they would probably say the same about you.
100%.
Like, get that weirdo out of here.
Shut up.
Did you see his hair down to his butt?
But you've done the exact same thing. You.
Kinda.
You chose the path less traveled.
Yeah, I had a job right. I always knew I wanted to do radio. I had a job as a news director at a station right out of college. And I worked it for a week before I gave my week notice. So I worked I got one total paycheck before I left and went to California for an internship.
Because you knew it wasn't it.
I knew it wasn't it. I was wearing a tie every day. I was on the radio, but it just wasn't.
You had to wear a tie on the radio?
On the radio, yeah.
Who can tell that you're wearing a tie?
Because I was the news director, and I'd have to go into the community, and I'd have to interview people.
You're not wearing pants today.
I know. I chose the right path.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've talked about some pretty dumb things. But I can top it.
Oh boy.
You're going to top the stupidity that we've already accomplished. Go.
Yeah, so it's a long-standing hack tradition. I don't know how it started, but when I was a little kid, whenever my dad would say, "Oh, like we'd be working in the yard. Oh, can you hand me that cinder block or whatever, like we're landscaping, let's say." And then "Can you pick that up?" And as soon as I'd pick it up, he'd go and make like a fart noise. Just as you pick it up, and it would make me laugh, and then I kind of drop it.
Yeah,
and
do you want to stop for a second? Yeah,
you and I are on the same page on this. So this is a long-standing hack tradition?
Yes.
And that's the best fart sound you can make right now?
You're beating me to the punch here a little bit.
That's what you got? Like, it's like, if my family's tradition was, like, making a pterodactyl sound, I was like, eh. Like,
that's sad.
You have to go like, ah! You have to make sort of like,
hold on, the fact that you... I started doing that to Patrick because he calls me Aaron Source or something, and so I started going and like chasing him around the house.
That's awesome, and you're great at it.
Thanks.
Let's all pretend we're in the Hack family. Oh, that's squishing a tomato, bro. An overripe tomato is what that is. What in God's name has happened to your mouth?
I know. So that's the tradition.
Weren't you in band?
I was, yeah. Saxophone, E flat alto sax. It.
You're the liquor. Yeah. You're the liquor guy.
More of a tongue guy.
Yeah, just sits there and like. Were you in band?
No.
God, the sax and the clarinet people just whenever they weren't playing, just sitting there like.
Just
like licking the reed. Constantly, just like. And you're like, I mean, us brass people were no better because we're just like. Blowing our spit onto the floor because you have to clean the spit valves out. It's just if you're in band, just never watch
terrible.
The behind the scenes part of bands.
I couldn't when we were first trying out for instruments. Everyone wants to be all the dudes wanted to be trumpet for whatever reason. That was
why?
Like that was the cool. I don't know. Just at the time, that was the cool. Like
drums,
cool.
Always drums.
No, because you had to carry the huge one in marching band. That's not cool.
Oh,
it wasn't like drum line.
You could be the cymbals.
Oh, I learned
that's
later
not
on
cool.
That drums were the drums are the play.
Drum. Marching band cymbals or snare. Rat-ta. That's where you want to be. Mm. Right there.
I agree.
Marching snare, drums along the Rockies. Oh my God, drum corps are everything.
They are really cool.
I agree.
Is there still a drum corps thing? Do we miss it?
I haven't
thought about that until this moment. I used to go to Mile High Stadium to watch the drum corps competitions. It is.
Wow.
Because then you got the dudes with the like five drums that are doing. And then they're all like forming like a snake on this field. And like, by the way, the caffeine is kicking in like a mother right now.
You're making me feel tired.
Sorry. Okay,
but when I was in fifth grade choosing the instruments, I couldn't get a sound out of the trumpet. My mouth doesn't do the puckery blow, however you do it. I don't
why
know.
Don't you show us fart again?
So,
why?
My God.
Okay.
Please, please just text. I don't know
can
how
you
we
do. Oh, what's it? Donald Duck? Interesting.
I can make that like sound, but I can't say anything.
He's definitely a wide, like his mouth goes you do kind horizontal. Of a lateral.
Yeah, it's like. Yeah, do that for your fart sound because it's way closer yeah. than what you're
well,
doing right now.
So I'm doing the fart sound. This is like a known thing. Anytime now Leo picks something up, I would go make the sound and he laughs. And so now Hazel is joining in on the fun, right? So she started making the fart sound, but she does it with her tongue where she sticks it out and does.
Oh, and like does a raspberry?
Yeah, she does it like this.
Oh my gosh.
And I can't do it. I cannot do that. I cannot make my tongue.
Okay, so you are actually doing her sound.
I'm dead serious. I'm trying to do it.
Your tongue doesn't move at all.
No, it doesn't.
I want to get closer.
Do not get any closer than you are right now.
Sprayed.
HR! Wanda!
So now my adorable daughter is doing this thing with her tongue at me, and I cannot
you
do
mean,
it. Yes.
Like
yeah.
that?
Yes.
Do it to me again, Slacker. Do it. Oops. Tiak. You need to close your lips over your tongue.
I cannot do it. I can't do it. I can't blow a bubble with my chewing gum. I cannot make this sound that I...
Lift your tongue up.
Oh, you think he's tongue-tied?
Yeah. Because I am too, but
you're
I can
tongue-tied?
Still do that. Yeah.
That's real? What does that mean?
It means you have too much cartilage underneath, like connecting. The connective tissue to the end of your tongue, it goes too far. Mm. They can snip it,
mm-hmm.
but it's not... It's like a circumcision for your
okay.
mouth.
Yeah. Are we done having
fact,
kids?
You can do a I don't know what to do.
Can you do it? You haven't done it yet. Can you do the? Okay, yeah. So
I can do it with almost any part of my body.
I can't do the armpit one.
I used to could. My brothers were so good.
I can do the armpit, but I can't.
Can you flick a bottle cap? I know it's unrelated to fart sounds, but can you? Can
no, you, probably like, not.
Like people who like take a top off a Coors Light or whatever, and then mm-hmm. go pew and can shoot it across the room mm-mm. like accurately and harm someone.
Yeah,
I can barely get the top off.
He's over there like,
is this a twist?
And then he ends up farting. The hack diet needs a little more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Even though it's not a Friday the 13th or like a weird day, can we talk about superstitions?
Yeah, of course.
Because mm-hmm. there's something.
I've never heard of this one.
I've never heard of it either, but TikTok's brought it back. It's something brides are doing called hide the sausage, and it's not what you think.
Mm. Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Then what is it? Then explain.
Have you ever played that?
Yeah.
Where you're like, you're with your girl, and it's like, oh, somebody's coming. Hide this.
Yeah.
You've never done that?
No.
It's definitely a boy trick to get where you want to be. I'm so sorry that I said all that out loud.
So it's not that.
It's
something else.
Apparently, brides do a thing where they like take an uncooked sausage. I think it's uncooked, which is gross.
Yeah,
it's just rendered fat in a sausage casing, whatever. And they hide it somewhere. They bury it.
They bury it, yeah.
The night before their wedding. And it somehow wards off bad weather.
Which is silly because the big superstition about rain and weddings I've heard is that rain on your wedding day is actually good
luck. Why would you want rain on your wedding day when you're going to be outside taking pictures?
Yeah.
You want the...
I did have to search it. It says rain on your wedding day is good luck because it signifies that your marriage will last, and not when it becomes wet is extremely hard to untie. So while you're tying the knot and it's raining...
Oh my God, that's
pretty cute.
Stupid.
Mm. Better than a sausage in a dirt pile. Are you kidding me? What does that
Somebody's
signify?
Somebody's coming hide this.
Exactly. I'd rather have rain.
Well, that's do they hide the sausage like with the groom, or is it just the bride does this on her own?
I think it's just the bride.
The night before. Because I remember like my wife, the night before our wedding, I was like kind of texting her and stuff, and she just stopped replying. Because she's like, it's done. Like, you don't get to see me again until I walk down the aisle.
Don't get to see you or talk to you or nothing.
I guess, yeah. So I kind of thought she was mad at me. She just kind of went
dark. So you're all worried that she was going to be there?
She kind of went dark on me, yeah. But then I was like, am I kind of breaking the rule? Because I'm texting her and I was kind of not supposed to, but I still did. And then she just didn't
respond.
Maybe
she was, off, hiding the sausage? Yeah.
I don't
know. Burying the sausage?
No, I don't think that.
She dug a deep hole and...
I don't think about it anyway.
I wouldn't.
Oh my God.
All right. So that to me is a weird superstition. But if it's something that you believe in, I think there are just families out there who just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and if your grandma did it and your mom did it, and then it's kind of. That makes sense.
Just.
Right.
Yeah.
It becomes a superstitious tradition.
Yeah. You got a whole family of sausage hiders.
Weirdos.
Do you guys partake in any superstitions? Like, I know I ask this every time we talk about it, but like I know Tiak probably does because you were a sports guy. Like, you even said, like, wasn't your jersey so rancid because you wouldn't wash it? Because it's like a thing.
I had a lot of just, I would almost call them ticks. Like, I don't even know where they came from. I'd have to lick my fingers a certain number of times, and I have to have a yellow Gatorade and a piece of peanut butter toast before the game. And
for real?
Yeah. But I don't know like how that started. I guess I just did it once and was like, oh, now I'll do it every single time.
Because you went 3-for-3 on free throws that night, and it's like, oh my God, how many times did I lick my hand?
I guess, yeah. Yeah. It doesn't make, I can't like put a, it doesn't make any sense, but I couldn't function if I didn't do it.
Do you have any sausage related superstitions?
No. We can get my wife on the phone.
Here's the deal. We want to know if you have like weird, I don't know if we're calling them silly superstitions. If you have, they can be like traditions in your family, like you all hide a sausage, or they can just be like weird little tics like TX describing. We want to hear your kind of unorthodox superstitions. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I don't know if this deck technically counts as a superstition, but I 100% believe bad things come in threes.
A lot of people believe that, and I don't understand why. I think you can just always find three. Like, they go celebrity deaths, it's three. It's like, oh my God, this guy died, this guy. And it's like, yeah, but if you dig a little farther, there's probably two more. You know what I mean? It's like, ooh, Betty White died and so-and-so died. It's like, yeah, but so did the guy who played this guy on Dynasty. It's like, you're just always, I think we just try to lump. Yeah, I mean, you might be right. It's like, ooh, I crashed my car. I don't know. You might be right. I'm just saying.
Bad things come in threes. That's all I'm saying.
Well, there's three of us.
Yeah. I've taken the brunt of a lot of it. Your turn.
Do you believe in some of the other ones, like the black cat thing?
No.
I do. The black cat and the ladder. And I wanted
You won't walk under a ladder.
No, I wouldn't. And
Have you done any work on a house? You have to walk. Okay, I forgot about something. Aaron, have you done any work on a house? You have to walk under the ladder sometimes.
Yeah.
You just have to.
And that's probably why you're doing so much work on the house. You're cursing it as you're doing it.
The ladder one is dumb.
Well, what about this one? I remember I'd never even heard of this one until I was like, I was at school with my friends and we were walking and we went like, there's a light pole there.
You can't split it.
Yeah. My buddy was like, oh, don't split a pole.
Oh, never split a pole. Yeah.
Like, when you're walking,
you both have to go to the same side. You can't split the group to go around the pole. It's bad luck.
Oh my God. I do the opposite. If I'm dating someone and we're holding hands, I purposely... I forget what you say. It's something like bread and butter back together. It's like butter and bread. There's something. So you're holding hands and you let go of hands and then come back together. It's like bread and butter back together or something.
It doesn't rhyme.
I know, but there's something that's almost rhymy. Just text into 510-059 if you know what that thing is. But like, it's something like... You split up because you know you're going to come back together.
I feel like that is kind of maybe canceling it out with the saying, if you get it right. But you guys also learned one not too long ago. You can't cheers with water.
I find that stupid, but I did ask other people and they do think it's real. I think that's stupid. If I'm out at a bar and like we're all together celebrating and TX like, I got to go home and like give the kids a bath and blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, well, he doesn't want anything to drink. But we're not going to exclude him from the cheers.
Absolutely.
No,
you do.
You're not.
Because otherwise, it's bad luck.
A water. No. It's not bad luck for
you.
You
can do anything but water. Soda, totally fine.
Not so stupid.
Yeah.
Just hold up a glass and go sláinte. Done. No. Yes, you can. Oh my God, that one.
I will do that one too. Yeah, because I always just have water.
Yes, you just cheers with whatever beverage you have.
And to be honest, I'm just happy I got invited.
Yes! happy as sausage is at the restaurant. Yes. All right, if you've got a weird superstition, we would love to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for your weird superstitions. Is anybody backing me up on the water thing, text-wise? Like, I think it's stupid.
No. Mm-mm. But they did say Slacker's relationship superstitions are not promising. So
I don't even know what that means. Antonio?
Yeah.
Superstitions, what do you got?
So, my family, we're all huge mountain people. We'll go camping all the time, go fishing all the time. And one of the big super important camping or even going fishing is we'll look for something that's called like a sun dog.
And a sun what? Out in the
dog.
Oh, your phone
a
is breaking
dog?
Up.
A sun dog?
Yeah, I don't... A sun dog?
A sun...
My God, why is your phone doing that? Sun dot.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes. There, I think.
Okay. So, yeah, it's called a sun dog. And so we'll look to the west, and if the clouds look like there's two dogs chasing the sun, and before it sets, if the sun looks like it's been taking a bite out of, which means that you're going to have the worst time camping or fishing. And if that happens, we'll cancel everything.
How often have you seen the sun dog, and what kind of hallucinogenics are you bringing camping?
Google it.
That's a real thing, a sun dog.
It is a real thing. Google it. It's a native thing. We are partly native, but it's not deep into our roots, but it's something that my parents, my grandparents, my great-grandparents have always followed. Okay. And I've seen quite a bit of them, and usually after that, blood looks like kind of orange or sometimes red. And even on a full moon, we won't even go fishing.
Okay.
Yeah, there's sun dogs, halos, sun pillars. There's a lot.
All right. So just look to the clouds. Decide if you're going to have to. Thank you, Antonio. It took us a little while to get there, but Jasmine.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Yay. What's your superstition?
First of all, I did go see New Kids on the Block, and it was super fun, so thank you.
Good.
Yeah, I had a great time. I was going to send pictures, but I just take pictures.
Fine, you're lame.
My family, like, we always were told, like, you can't bring your old broom when you move. Like, you just need to buy a new broom. But the other one I thought of was, like, owls. Like, owls are a bad omen, and I remember, like, a few years ago, like, they were just everywhere, like, on, like, necklaces and everything like that, and, like, it's an omen of death.
I think owls are good. It means there's no snakes, no bunnies, no nothing. Like, you are, because owl lived on my house and it was awesome. My grass is never better.
Exactly, because they're eating and killing the animals that...
I'm down with the murder.
Okay, wow.
Murder away, owl. Come on in. Like, they would sit on the end of my like pergola, and their head, when it does the thing where it can turn all the way around.
I mean, they're
freaky.
Cool, but...
Cool as hell. Like...
Bad omens.
Just get one of the plastic ones.
I have the plastic ones.
Scare the rabbits away.
And the other birds just like stand on them. They're like, yeah, I know.
They're not hitting on them or
they
anything.
They were freaked out at first, but then they get over it. Thank you.
The blue one's definitely real.
What do you mean it's real? You don't bring it.
Yeah, no, when you move to a new house, you leave the broom. You got to buy a brand new broom.
So then somebody has to use your old broom?
No, you just get rid of it at that point.
Yeah, you don't leave it.
Yeah, you don't want to bring your old dirt to the new house.
Power wash it.
No.
It's like a brand new broom. Mia.
Yai.
Yai. Superstitions, what's yours?
Whenever I walk over a coin, I always think a dog or a cat's going to die.
You mean if your foot actually touches it, or just you go over the top of it?
I'll like walk over it.
That's factually correct. She is right.
It's not factually. It might be an actual superstition.
So, are you supposed to pick it up?
Only if it's heads up.
No.
So if you see
a
coin?
Pick it up either way.
If you see a coin like 20 feet in the distance, do you just cross the street? What do you do?
I just go around it.
Okay.
Okay.
Our dogs thank you for that.
Maybe not yours.
Yeah. Ellen.
Yai.
What's your superstition?
High school and college both. If I had to take a test the next day, I slept with the textbook under my pillow.
So you could just like photosynthesize the knowledge.
But you're sleeping on.
She is factually accurate. That is.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I need to understand so much more about the conversation we were just having, so it has to spill out on the air.
No, I think we're good.
No, I think
we tied up all the loose ends. Just in time. Let's get a look at the forecast.
I've said this. There's a Mexican restaurant in Commerce City that has a margarita named after me.
Yeah.
Its name is El Jardin. You should stop in.
The margarita is called
the Slackerita. The restaurant is called El Jardin. Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Having said that, my favorite green chili on planet Earth is not from El Jardin. It's from La Loma.
Is good. So,
somebody texted in that they had a Slackerita recently.
Oh,
they did.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
It's legitimately the way I make a margarita.
Oh, well, they were in the hospital, but other,
they were not.
No,
the Slackerita
they said it was
is
good.
Incredible.
They said it was good. Yeah.
It's because it's pure. There's not like a sweet and sour in it. It's like lime, agave, great tequila. I think it's Julio in mine.
Julio.
Yeah. So good.
Well, it's spreading. People are having it.
People
like it.
But I love La Loma's green chili. And La Loma's been a staple in Denver for years. It was down at like 26th and Spear forever. And then they sold that property because somebody's building an apartment complex and have been able to build a new La Loma by Brown Palace. They built another La Loma in Castle Rock.
Mm-hmm.
They built something in McGregor Square, I think.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
And I believe they're building, they're taking over the old Il Fornaio space over here.
Ooh.
Like right by us. So I'll be able to get their famous green chili. And they opened a restaurant called Sierra, which if you've not been, you can get some of the La Loma green chili, but then it's more honky food. It's like stuff that Tia can tolerate. And it's his go-to spot to take his beautiful bride for dates.
It is good, yeah. Yeah.
But you don't care about the food.
No, not at all. In fact, they kinda did me dirty last time because it feels like such an upscale restaurant for me for what I'm used to. So I try to just not be a bother. Because I'm a picky eater. And Aaron's on my side with this because you have dietary restrictions, but you're like, it's on
but
me.
But Aaron will also figure it out.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, I will figure it out. I'm at this nice restaurant. I'm not gonna get the server and be like, well, what all comes on this? Well, no pickle, I'm just like, so I ordered the cheeseburger.
What's all?
Yeah, so I ordered the cheeseburger and it had ketchup, mustard. I was like, at this place, it'll be fancy. It'll be higher end. And they'll leave it more plain for me. They might do like some on
the
side.
Why would they leave it plain at a high end restaurant?
Why would you put ketchup and mustard at a high end restaurant?
Because it's probably
that's
not
like a
regular ketchup.
That's a ball game
it might
move.
Be like
it's
a different.
It's like an aioli. It's like a ketchup infused.
Yeah.
No, see, I expect.
Like
I wanted an aioli.
Ketchup?
I wanted like a something like that. But
okay,
it was just
are we
going to
argue almost over how we're pronouncing that? Is it aioli or is it aioli?
I say aioli.
Damn it. It's like our boss saying gondola.
And now he knows, and he just says he just it all the time.
I was like, ugh, what an irritating thing to do. Gondola. I think, okay, aioli. Okay.
Yeah. I love the restaurant. I love the atmosphere.
So you're saying they did you dirty by putting something on the burger that you didn't ask if it was on there or not. Somehow Sierra has wronged you. I have so many questions about this.
Okay.
One, you being wronged. Two, you feel like you put Sierra on this like Michelin star rating. Like I just told you how much I enjoy the Loma family. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the name of the family is. Their green chili is like, it's heavenly. It's one of the only green chilies on the planet. Like what people call green chilies are the kind of orange.
Yeah.
Got a little red in it. Their green chilies, green. It is green. If you see another color in it, that's pork and it's got a green tint on it.
Yeah.
It's green. It's dope. And Sierra is like a elevated version of that, but I would not ever feel like I was at like this private table restaurant in Las Vegas.
Oh, that with the views and everything and their dining
room. Yes, the views are incredible, but you're acting like you're hanging out with the Musk family.
That's what it feels like.
Capulets and Montagues.
Okay, we were raised in a different area.
So was I.
But we are not.
I grew up in Longmont,
yeah,
homie.
Yeah, but we have not risen to your level
neither
yet.
Neither have I. I haven't risen to any level.
You have a moat.
I don't have a moat. That's just something I tell people to scare them away. It's not
I've
a moat.
It.
It's a sniper.
My gosh.
No.
I like it. I like it because it's elevated. We belong. We can chameleon and fit in there.
If you think it's elevated
bit.
And you belong, then those two things are not adjacent.
We can squeeze in.
You can go in each direction just a little bit more and like play
have
it
you
up
been
or
to
play
Sierra,
it down.
Yes or no?
No, I haven't.
So then you don't get to talk about it.
No, but I understand what he means.
What's elevated to you?
The Griffin.
Okay. Yeah. The Griffin is a dive bar.
I love dive bars.
I do too. In fact, I want to go to some place called the Dive In. I've heard it's really good.
It's familiar.
It's on Broadway somewhere, and everybody talks about it being the dive bar. And if I'm going to go, but I don't know if they'd accept me as one of their own. I think it's like Tiak rolling into Ocean Prime and me rolling in the Dive In. They'd be like, is this Freaky Friday?
I think Ocean Prime is just a little too upscale for me. It's just a little.
It's exactly the same as Sierra.
It's just a little too rich. I like being around rich people, and I like.
What is
but
that?
I like. Okay. So I like doing that at Sierra.
So you say when you go to Sierra, you feel like you're among rich people.
I do. Yeah, definitely. Okay. Yeah, because I've just gone on like a random Tuesday night. It's like been our anniversary or whatever, and so we just go, and I'm like, if you're here. These are the people I want to be around. Like, I want to be like you.
Like, you go on an anniversary, they're there on dinner.
Exactly. And that's what I'm like, that's the next step. I'm trying to aspire to be that, so I'm trying to hang around.
I'm not trying to poo-poo Sierra or act like a rich person. I just don't feel that way. But you're just comparing it to Applebee's. So you're saying...
Yeah, which I'm used to. That's where I don't have to fit in. They welcome me with open arms.
You know,
at all the locations, I'm known.
You're in the neighborhood?
Yeah. Yeah.
Eating good in the neighborhood.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Does anyone know how to uncreate a tradition? Sort of.
Yeah,
thing?
Create a new one.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I think she's right. Start a new one. What?
If I do this, if we talk about this, I probably have to move.
Okay. Well, doesn't affect us, so go ahead.
No, it does, because y'all are going to have to help me move.
Okay. Hold on. So, sidebar here.
A long time ago. So when I first moved into my neighborhood, there was really only two houses. The whole thing was in foreclosure, and there was only really two spec houses built. And then it was just empty lots. And I lived that way gloriously for a long time. And then slowly but surely, some of the custom lots that had been sold got houses put on them. And then Oakwood Homes came in and built some houses. And now there's basically only two lots left on my entire subdivision. It's
that
awesome.
Is a good... I had a similar thing where you have the whole neighborhood and then they slowly... You know you don't have it forever, but then it's still so disappointing when they put up the house behind you or
and
whatever.
You're like, my view! I can see all the way to...
They're like, you never had this view.
What's it like owning a house?
Oh, sorry, Aaron.
It's fine.
It's full of pain and disappointment.
So, At a certain point, this is the dumbest thing in the world, and you guys are going to think I'm stupid, but I don't like it. Like, when you see your neighbors, do you, like, I know you don't know how to make friends, Hack.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
But when you see your neighbors, you want a neighborhood watch sort of. It's like, hey, man, I got your back. You got my back. Like, so you want them to know, hey, I see you, and I know you're my neighbor. You see me. You know I'm your neighbor.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
Yes, a big waver all the time.
Exactly.
All the time. Cars driving by, see him out, trying to teach my son the same thing, even if they don't wave back.
Be the waver. No matter what, be the waver. So a new family moved in like 2 or 3 doors down from me like a couple years ago, and he was a waver.
Nice.
And the first time I drove by, he started to wave, and I was picking something up in my car. And I wanted to wave back to him, but I had something in my hand. So I had options. Like, I could fist him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but that's weird.
That's weird.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Like, whoa!
We've all done
like,
it.
Like, fight. Like, yeah. Dude, like, I don't want to, you don't want to fist him.
Yeah, it looks like you're threatening him.
Right. Like, oh, get out of here. My God, yes. That. So I didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I couldn't drop what was in my hand. I don't even remember what it was, like a fruit roll-up or something stupid.
Priorities.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to drop it because then I'm like scrambling around on the floor.
Yeah. I have this sometimes when I walk the dogs and I have like a bag full of their poop in one hand and the dog leash in another, and I see
which
somebody.
Which one do you do?
And I end up just kind of waving the bag of poop at them, and they're like,
okay. What are you doing?
It's like, this will be you. Next. It, like, get out of here.
Do you understand my pain?
Yes, like, completely.
But I did not want to leave this man hanging. He's brand new to the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I have since discovered that the people who are in the Oakwood homes in my neighborhood versus the people who owned the homes, there were like a few homes farther up the street that were already built by the old builder. They call us the OG, and they think we're two separate tribes.
Oh,
like when it comes to HOA meetings,
you guys are all still in the gate, right?
Yes,
like you're inside.
We're all
that.
In the gate, and we're neighbors. Like I have an Oakwood home next to me.
Oh,
and then I have a home like mine on the other side of
Interesting.
Me.
Interesting. So they think you're separate. Do they think they're better? Do they think you're better? Or just
I think they think we think we're better. Because they're always like, well, you guys were here first, and we know you're the OG. And it's like, dude, I don't care. Like, I don't care. Rip the gate down. Like, change everything. Change the color schemes. I don't care.
I think someone tried to rip the gate down at one point.
It happens on the daily. So, like, it's very important to me that the new guard realizes the OG, like,
there's no difference. We're all one.
Right. But so I didn't want to fist. I didn't want to not wave. So I held up my hand with holding the fruit roll up, and It ended up looking like a peace sign.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Better than the bag of poop.
Fast forward to like maybe 2 days later, I'm driving by and he sees me coming. And what does he do?
Oh.
He flashes a peace sign at me.
Okay.
You think that's okay?
Yeah.
Yo, Ringo Starr. He does that
all
the time.
That's all he does is peace sign?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do a peace sign.
He made it a thing. Yeah,
I'm a peace.
It
doesn't feel right.
So to take this to the next level, like now all I can do with him is the peace sign. And that's fine. Me and this guy, we're just going to be peace sign people. But he lives right by the mailbox.
Okay.
So I'm flashing him the peace sign. And one of my other neighbors sees this and then they go, peace. So now everyone in the neighborhood is a waver. Except to me. I'm peace sign guy. And I don't, like, you can.
And you're one of the OG.
Yes.
So you have special privilege.
Thank you. I don't like it. I want them to know they can wave at me. Because, like, I'll drive by the HOA Nazi's house.
Have you ever thought about waving? Like, you don't
it's
have to learn.
It's too late, because
they'll
late, start to
buddy.
Wave, and then they go, oh, it's him, and they switch it. They're like, I have the peace
sign.
So
you switch it.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter, because then they just look confused. They're like a deer in headlights. They're like, why is peace guy waving?
Well, that's
why is he fisting?
That's a valid question.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about your issues with your neighbors. And
listen, I just want to say this real fast. What I said was, people in my neighborhood wave, and I inadvertently gave a peace sign. Now everybody thinks I'm the peace sign guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need any more angry texts. It's okay to be the peace sign guy. Just understand, I feel like I'm an imposition on everyone. They've adapted to me, and I just feel weird about it. And I also think...
So you adapt to them and just start waving. But I
can't. They've all already adapted. I can't retrain them. No,
you said that they sometimes start waving and then look like a deer.
They start waving until they realize it's me, because they hear the...
And oh, they hear that?
It's that the car makes a weird little... It makes a weird little... I'm taking off sound. I'm just... Like, who is the peace sign guy? I feel like I'm suddenly the whatever the van in what is that? In Cars. George Carlin, I'm like, hey,
oh,
man,
yeah, yeah.
Peace, man. I'm like, I don't want to be that guy.
Better than being the middle finger guy.
I guess. Or the
all my neighbors think I'm the middle. I've never even given it to them. They all just, no.
All right, so you have something similar, or what's your
well,
deal?
Well, we have, so I've been taking the dogs on walks in the mornings with my son, trying to get them more exercise, get me more exercise. It's a partnership. And there are other people walking their dogs at the time in our neighborhood, our neighbors. And I have two Chihuahuas, as I've said. Chihuahuas, infamous for being friendly, for being kind, especially
except
to other
yours.
Dogs. No, they're all terrible.
That was sarcasm.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, yeah,
they're not infamous for that?
No.
Oh, no, Chihuahuas mean? Are like...
They're yippy and...
Yippy, that's the word, yeah.
Your one dog doesn't have the capacity to be yippy.
He yips he's like once.
It's like slow-mo
so
yip.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why we're going on walks with him. We're trying to get him back.
You'd have to walk to work.
His old yippy self. But we just there's other neighbors that we see on this walk, and most of them are fine, you know. But a lot of them are walking their dogs too, and they get kind of close. And I'm always telling my son, because he's old enough to hold one of, or on the leash, he holds one of the dogs.
Okay,
so he's learning still, and I have the other one, and it's like, okay, pull them tight because we have somebody's coming. The dog. And there's the neighbors that just don't get the, like,
yeah,
hey, we got to keep moving because our dogs are going to bite your dog's head off.
Right.
So this isn't really like we're going to meet and be friends. It's kind of like we're trying to be like, hey, how you doing? And they're like, who are they? What are their names? And they're meanwhile, the dogs are going nuts, all three of them now at this point. And it's like, I don't want to be rude to you, but also I feel like you're being a little rude.
You are being rude
to me, right? Because I'm just trying to, hey, we're just out for a walk. Getting by, or sometimes it's happened where they stop in front of our house, and we've been out front with the dogs, and they're just in front of our house, and they're, oh, what's their name? Talking, and the dogs are going nuts. They're just losing their minds.
No, you have to be smarter than that. You're not an a-hole to just say, but move along, step aside.
You can say that to somebody.
No, absolutely not. You'll be ostracized from the neighborhood.
Okay. No, what you can say is...
They already hate that we have a fat dog.
What you can say is like, hey, sorry, they're not friendly. And then most of the time...
No, but it sounds like such a cop-out. I'm just saying...
Does it sound
like I'm saying I'm not friendly?
Yes.
We're not friendly.
Right. It sounds like you're using the dog.
All of us fatties are not friendly. I don't have my leash on, but it's, you know...
The fat house is filled with non-friendly people. The skinny kid over here, he's the only nice one. Yeah. Leo, go say hi to the nice family. Go live with them for a spell. No, I
like that, though. They're not friendly. That's a good start, but it also...
I don't think it's the right play, dude.
But I also feel like there's an element of this one person in particular, like they're a new dog owner. Is what it feels like to me. Like they have a puppy. So I don't want to discourage them because just our dogs are that way. It's like some dogs are friendly, right?
Yeah.
I only have experience with angry, mean, unfriendly dogs. So it's always like you got to hold the leash real tight.
The key is, and we were told this when we got Moxie and we were not able to successfully do it. But like when you get a new dog, the vet literally told us this dog needs to have 100 human interactions in the next year and 50 dog interactions in the next year.
Wow.
Because then they just slowly but surely go like, because at first, your first couple of interactions are like just feral instinct, like, no, get away. Or if it's a person, they're like, oh my God, I love that. Let me jump up and do you have any food?
Or overly friendly with a dog, want to play, whatever.
Trying to hump or do whatever. Mm. Like the more you socialize them, the better they will be at those things. Unfortunately, we got Moxie smack dab in the middle of COVID.
So that's right.
You're not having human interaction. So Moxie is still a jumper. Like you come to my house, which drives me nuts. Just pro tip, if like you walk into somebody's house and their dog's jumping on you, or like, no, don't pet them. Don't say it's okay. It's not okay.
Yeah.
Like, you're saying it's okay for the dog to jump on you. I don't give a flying F if you're okay with that. I'm trying to train the dog to stop doing that. The right. dog is jumping and you're giving the dog exactly what it wants. You're
reinforcing
training
it.
My yeah. dog yeah. in the opposite way that I want. And so what I'm saying, I guess, is
I would love to see one of my dogs just jump.
They would need a running start, a rocket ship up their butt.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am a firm believer in labeling things. Getting a brother label and labeling things.
Oh, okay. I agree.
But if you're a criminal, it's probably not a good idea.
Okay.
Just going to throw that out there.
Yeah. I've got a story of something T-Hack would do if he were a criminal.
Suck at it.
Well,
the Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
I'm not gonna lie, I only read the headline, saw drive through, and just made some assumptions.
Oh!
So sorry. there's a man in Maine.
So close.
Maine.
What is?
Oh yeah.
That's,
no way. That's Dakotas. What is it?
Park the car.
Park the car.
Oh.
In Harvard Yard.
Harvard. No, that's is Boston, that's Maine. It's all New England.
Yeah.
Okay.
Up there.
Yeah.
He decided to rob a bank through a drive-thru. He came prepared, though. He wore a mask. He wore a beanie, sunglasses, just everything to cover his face.
Nice.
Set the message in the little, the tube thing. They followed. They gave him $50,000 in 20s.
Through the drive-thru?
I don't know how they fit that all in there and how many trips it took.
Wow. This is what I imagine is the apparatus that makes the thing go back and forth. Your little
that
cash.
Sounds like it.
Okay. Put a lollipop in there, too.
I mean it! Not a stupid flavor! What a good one's blended
red! Not
the
mystery.
Okay.
But he left. He didn't really...
I meant to drive away.
Oh,
yeah, sorry.
There you go.
To crash.
He didn't do anything to, like, disguise his car.
Oh!
And he also stayed in his car, so police just, like... followed security surveillance footage.
Oh, they just got photos of him driving all over town with his
driving in a mask is very uncomfortable. So he took it off.
Gotta eat the lollipop.
Can't eat it through this tiny little hole.
Yeah, they found him pretty easily.
Yeah, got him. All right. That's not very smart. I'm leaving you anytime you need for a stupid pun. Anyway, my story comes out of Florida! A 41-year-old Florida resident was a passenger in a car that was pulled over because the driver wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Stupid thing number one.
Yeah.
This person happened to be carrying a truck ton of drugs with them.
Okay.
Mm. What made it worse is when they pulled over, the cop looked inside the vehicle and there was a bag labeled...
No.
Bag of drugs.
No.
You know when you get when you first get the brother label or you're just like
everything.
Straws.
Computer mouse.
Yes, you just label everything.
Okay.
Well, she labeled her bag of drugs that had drug paraphernalia, needles, straws, metal spoon, four glass pipes, plastic baggies with crack, crystal meth, Xanax, and other narcotics.
We love an organized criminal.
So organized.
Officer, I know what you're thinking.
You're not going to believe what's in my bag of drugs. It's a bag.
It's
down. Yeah, they're going to jail.
Mm.
All right. Those were all these stupid people we can find. And a sound effect that's not necessary for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Does anyone know how to uncreate a tradition? Sort of.
Yeah,
thing.
Create a new one.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I think she's right. Start a new one. What?
If I do this, if we talk about this, I probably have to move.
Okay, well, doesn't affect us, so go ahead.
No, it does, because y'all are going to have to help me move. Okay.
Hold on. So, sidebar here.
A long time ago, so when I first moved into my neighborhood, there was really only two houses. The whole thing was in foreclosure, mm-hmm. and there was only really two spec houses built, and then it was just empty lots. And I lived that way gloriously for a long time. And then slowly but surely, some of the custom lots that had been sold got houses put on them. And then Oakwood Homes came in and built some houses. And now there's basically only two lots left on my entire subdivision.
It's that awesome. Is a good... I had a similar thing where you have the whole neighborhood and then they slowly... You know you don't have it forever, but then it's still so disappointing when they put up the house behind you or
and
whatever.
You're like, my view! I can see all the way to...
They're like, you never had this view.
What's it like owning a house?
Oh, sorry, Aaron.
It's fine.
It's full of pain, disappointment.
So, at a certain point, this is the dumbest thing in the world, and you guys are going to think I'm stupid, but I don't like it. Like, when you see your neighbors, do you, like, I know you don't know how to make friends, Hack.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
But when you see your neighbors, you want a neighborhood watch sort of. It's like, hey, man, I got your back. You got my back. Like, so you want them to know, hey, I see you and I know you're my neighbor. You see me. You know I'm your neighbor.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
Yes. A big waiver all the time.
Exactly.
All the time. Cars driving by. See him out. Trying to teach my son the same thing. Even if they don't wave back.
The waiver. No matter what, be the waiver. So a new family moved in like two or three doors down from me like a couple years ago, and he was a waiver.
Nice.
And the first time I drove by, he started to wave and I was picking something up in my car and I wanted to wave back to him, but I had something in my hand. So I had options. Like I could fist him.
Okay.
Like, but that's weird.
That's weird.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Like,
we've all done
like,
it.
Like, fight. Like, yeah. Dude, like I don't want to. Yeah. You don't want to fist him.
Yeah, it looks like you're threatening him.
Right.
Like,
get out of here. Yes. So I didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I couldn't drop what was in my hand. I don't even remember what it was, like a fruit roll-up or something stupid.
Priorities.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to drop it because I'm like scrambling around on the floor. Yeah.
I have this sometimes when I walk the dogs and I have like a bag full of their poop in one hand and the dog leash in another and I see
Which
somebody.
Which one do you do?
And I end up just kind of waving the bag of poop at them and they're like,
okay. What are you doing?
It's like, this will be you. Next. Like, get out of here.
Do you understand my pain?
Yes, like, completely.
But I did not want to leave this man hanging. He's brand new to the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I have since discovered that the people who are in the Oakwood homes in my neighborhood versus the people who owned the homes. There were like a few homes farther up the street that were already built by the old builder. They call us the OG. And they think we're two separate tribes.
Oh.
Like when it comes to HOA meetings.
You guys are all still in the gate, right?
Yes.
Like you're inside
we're all
that.
In the gate. And we're neighbors. Like I have an Oakwood home next to me.
Oh.
And then I have a home like mine on the other side of me.
Interesting. So they think you're separate. Do they think they're better? Do they think you're better? Or just
I think they think we think we're better. Because they're always like, well, you guys were here first, and we know you're the OG. And it's like, dude, I don't care. Like, I don't care. Rip the gate down. Like, change everything. Change the color schemes. I don't care.
I think someone tried to rip the gate down at one point.
It happens on the daily. So, like, it's very important to me that the new guard realizes the OG, like,
there's no difference. We're all one.
Right. So I didn't want to fist. I didn't want to not wave. So I held up my hand with holding the fruit roll up, and it ended up looking like a peace sign.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Better than the bag of poop.
Fast forward to like maybe 2 days later, I'm driving by and he sees me coming. And what does he do?
Oh.
He flashes a peace sign at me.
Okay.
You think that's okay?
Yeah.
Yo, Ringo Starr, he does that
all
the time.
That's all he does is peace sign?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do a peace sign.
He made it a thing. Yeah,
I'm
it's
a peace,
fine.
I'm
it doesn't
a peace
feel
sign
right.
Guy.
So to take this to the next level, like now all I can do with him is the peace sign. And that's fine. Me and this guy, we're just going to be peace sign people. But he lives right by the mailbox.
Okay.
So I'm flashing him the peace sign, and one of my other neighbors sees this, and then they go, peace. So now everyone in the neighborhood is a waiver, except to me. I'm peace sign guy. And I don't, like, you can.
And you're one of the OG.
Yes.
So you have special privilege.
Thank you. I don't like it. I want them to know they can wave at me. Because, like, I'll drive by the HOA Nazi's house.
Have you
house.
Ever thought about waving? Like, you don't
it's
have to return.
It's too late, because
they'll
start to
buddy.
Wave, and then they go, oh, it's him, and they switch it. They're like, oh, I have to peace
so
sign
So you
him.
Switch it.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter, because then they just look confused. They're like a deer in headlights. They're like, why is peace guy waving?
Well, that's
why is
problem.
He fisting?
That's a valid question.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about your issues with your neighbors.
Listen, I just want to say this real fast. What I said was, people in my neighborhood wave, and I inadvertently gave a peace sign. Now everybody thinks I'm the peace sign guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need any more angry texts. It's okay to be the peace sign guy. Just understand, I feel like I'm an imposition on everyone. They've adapted to me, and I just feel weird about it. And I also think...
So you adapt to them and just start waving.
But they've all already adapted. I can't
retrain
them. No,
you said that they sometimes start waving and then look like a deer.
They start waving until they realize it's me. Because they hear the...
And then you... Oh, they hear that?
It's that
the car
makes a weird little... It makes a weird little... I'm picking off sound. I'm just... Like, who is the peace sign guy? I feel like I'm suddenly the whatever the van in what is that? In Cars. George Carlin, I'm like, hey, peace, man. And I'm like, I don't want to be that guy.
Better than being the middle finger guy.
I guess. Or the...
All my neighbors think I'm the middle. I've never even given it to them. They all just, no.
All right, so you have something similar, or what's your
well,
deal?
Well, I've been taking the dogs on walks in the mornings with my son, trying to get them more exercise, get me more exercise. It's a partnership. And there are other people walking their dogs at the time in our neighborhood, our neighbors. And I have two Chihuahuas, as I've said. Chihuahuas, infamous for being friendly. For being kind, especially
Except
to other
yours.
Dogs. No, they're all terrible.
That was sarcasm.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
they're not infamous for that?
No.
Chihuahuas are like...
They're yippy and...
Yippy, that's the word, yeah.
Your one dog doesn't have the capacity to be yippy.
He yips He's like once.
It's like slow-mo
so
yip.
Yeah, that's why we're going on walks with him. We're trying to get him back.
You
to
have to walk to work.
His old yippy self. But we just there's other neighbors that we see on this walk, and most of them are fine, you know. But a lot of them are walking their dogs too, and they get kind of close. And I'm always telling my son, because he's old enough to hold one of, or on the leash, he holds one of the dogs.
Okay,
so he's learning still, and I have the other one, and it's like, okay, pull them tight because we have somebody's coming. The dog. And there's the neighbors that just don't get the, like,
Yeah.
Hey, we got to keep moving because our dogs are going to bite your dog's head off.
Right.
So this isn't really like we're going to meet and be friends. It's kind of like we're trying to be like, hey, no. How you doing? And they're like, who are they? What are their names? And they're meanwhile, the dogs are going nuts. All three of them now at this point. And it's like, I don't want to be rude to you. But also, I feel like you're being a little rude.
You are being rude
to me. Right. Because yes. I'm just trying to, hey, we're just out for a walk, getting by. Or sometimes it's happened where they stop in front of our house and we've been out front with the dogs and they're just in front of our house and they're what's their name talking and the dogs are going nuts. They're just losing their minds.
You have to be smarter than that. You're not an a-hole to just say, but move along, step aside.
You can say that to somebody.
No, absolutely not. You'll be ostracized from the neighborhood.
Okay. No, what you can say is...
They already hate that we have a fat dog.
What you can say is like, hey, sorry, they're not friendly. And then most of the time...
No, but it sounds like such a cop-out. I'm just saying...
Does it sound like I'm saying I'm not friendly?
Yes.
We're not friendly.
Right. It sounds like you're using the dog.
All of us fatties are not friendly.
Yes.
I don't have my leash on, but it's, you know...
The fat house is filled with non-friendly people. The skinny kid over here, he's the only nice one. Yeah. Leo, go say hi to the nice family. Go live with them for a spell. No, I
like that, though. They're not friendly. That's a good start, but it also...
I don't think it's the right play, dude.
But I also feel like there's an element of this one person in particular, like they're a new dog owner. Is what it feels like to me. Like they have a puppy. So I don't want to discourage them because just our dogs are that way. It's like some dogs are friendly, right?
Yeah.
I only have experience with angry, mean, unfriendly dogs. So it's always like you got to hold the leash real tight.
The key is, and we were told this when we got Moxie and we were not able to successfully do it. But like when you get a new dog, the vet literally told us this dog needs to have 100 human interactions in the next year and 50 dog interactions in the next year.
Wow.
Because then they just slowly but surely go like, because at first, your first couple of interactions are like, just feral instinct, like, no, get out, get away. Yeah. Or if it's a person, they're like, oh my God, I love that. Let me jump up and do you have any food?
Overly friendly with a dog, want to play, whatever.
Trying to hump or do whatever. Mm. Like the more you socialize them, the better they will be at those things. Unfortunately, we got Moxie smack dab in the middle of COVID.
So that's right.
You're not having human interaction. So Moxie is still a jumper. Like you come to my house, which drives me nuts. Just pro tip, if like you walk into somebody's house and their dog's jumping on you, are like, no, don't pet them. Don't say it's okay. It's not okay.
Yeah.
Like you're saying it's okay for the dog to jump on you. I don't give a flying F if you're okay with that. I'm trying to train the dog to stop doing that. The dog is jumping and you're giving the dog exactly what it wants. You're
reinforcing
training
it.
My dog in the opposite way that I want. And so what I'm saying, I guess, is
I would love to see one of my dogs just jump.
They would need a running start, a rocket ship up their butt.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am a firm believer in labeling things. Getting a brother label and labeling things.
Oh, okay. I agree.
But if you're a criminal, it's probably not a good idea. Just going to throw that out there.
I've got a story of something T-Hack would do if he were a criminal.
Suck at it.
Well,
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
I'm not gonna lie, I only read the headline, saw drive through, and just made some assumptions. So sorry. there's a man in Maine.
So close.
Maine.
That's Dakotas. What is it?
Park the car.
Park the car.
In the Harvard Yard.
Harvard. No, that's is Boston, that's Maine? It's all New England.
Okay. He decided to rob a bank through a drive-through. He came prepared, though. He wore a mask. He wore a beanie, sunglasses, just everything to cover his face.
Nice.
Set the message in the little, the tube thing. They followed. They gave him $50,000 in 20s.
Through the drive-thru?
I don't know how they fit that all in there and how many trips it took.
Wow. This is what I imagine is the apparatus that makes the thing go back and forth. Your little
that
cash.
Sounds like it.
And put a lollipop in there, too.
I mean it! Not a stupid flavor! What a good one's
not
bread.
Mystery.
Okay.
But he left. he didn't really.
I meant to drive away.
Oh, yeah,
sorry.
There
you go. To crash.
He didn't do anything to like disguise his car.
Oh.
And he also stayed in his car, so police just like followed security.
Oh.
Surveillance footage.
Oh, they just got photos of him driving all over town with his.
Driving in a mask is very uncomfortable. Oh. We took it off.
Oh!
And, yeah.
Gotta eat the lollipop.
Can't eat it through this tiny little hole.
Yeah, they found him pretty easily.
Yeah, got him. All right. That's not very smart. I'm leaving you anytime you need for a stupid pun. Anyway, my story comes out of Florida! A 41-year-old Florida resident was a passenger in a car that was pulled over because the driver wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Stupid thing number one.
Yeah.
This person happened to be carrying a truck ton of drugs with them.
Okay.
Mm. What made it worse is when they pulled over, the cop looked inside the vehicle and there was a bag labeled.
No.
Bag of drugs.
No.
You know when you first get the brother labeler, you're just like
everything.
Straws.
Computer mouse.
Yes, you just label everything. Okay. Well, she labeled her bag of drugs that had drug paraphernalia, needles, straws, metal spoon, four glass pipes, plastic baggies with crack, crystal meth, Xanax, and other narcotics.
We love an organized criminal.
So organized.
Officer, I know what you're thinking.
I can't believe what's in my bag of drugs. It's a bag.
It's down.
Yeah, they're going to jail.
Mm.
All right. Those were all these stupid people we can find. And a sound effect that's not necessary for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.